Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Okay, so why do people love my Total Body Bar workouts? Because they work. My clients get an amazing workout and great results. I'm Andrea Rogers, professional dancer and trainer, and my Extend Bar classes are fun, only 30 minutes, and proven to help you get sculpted, lean, and strong. And right now, you can stream my Extend Bar classes for free on the Beachbody On Demand app. See how effective these workouts truly are. Start for free today at Beachbody.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, September 4th. Happy Labor Day. Another cruise was extended by weather. The five-night cruise on Norwegian Joy, scheduled to return to New York City this morning, has been delayed for at least 24 hours because of the remnants of once Hurricane Idalia. Now, the ship was supposed to leave Bermuda on Saturday morning, but wound up leaving Bermuda yesterday, extending the five-night cruise to a six-night sailing. The ship eventually departed Bermuda and will now arrive into New York City a day late. Now, to compensate for the inconvenience, NCL has offered a $100 onboard credit to all staterooms and a 10% future cruise credit. Joy is now expected to dock tomorrow morning at 6:30. The following nine-night cruise to Canada and New England will no longer include New England, just Canada, and will be shortened to an eight-night sailing. And canceled on embarkation day. Ouch. On Friday, Royal Caribbean announced the cancellation of Radiance of the Seas' seven-day sailing set to depart Seward, Alaska, citing mechanical issues related to the ship's propulsion system. Now, the ship was a southbound cruise scheduled to make stops in Juneau, Skagway, Ketchikan, and Haines before ending in Vancouver. The company allowed guests to stay on board until yesterday, offering them complimentary services on board like internet, beer, wine, and a shuttle into Seward. Royal Caribbean has not commented yet on whether the mechanical issues will impact the next sailing. However, at the time of broadcast, the ship is still docked in Seward, Alaska. Passengers received a full refund and a $600 air credit. And for the first time ever, Vancouver's Canada Place has been named the world's leading cruise port at the 2023 annual World Travel Awards. This is breaking the 15-year streak held by Dubai. Now, this win builds on Canada Place's previous recognitions as North America's leading cruise port. That was in 2020 and 2021. With over 740,000 passengers recorded in the first half of the 2023 season, which is a 70% increase over the same period last year, Vancouver is on track to hit an all-time cruise record of 1.3 million passengers in 2023. Way to go. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 1.2%, 15.73. Royal Caribbean down 1.3%, 97.70. And Norwegian down 1%, 16.40. Have yourself a great Labor Day. I'm going home, going back to bed. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. See you tomorrow.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.